in the year they turned
3 years old. Blog
Talk Radio. Officially become Houston Police Chief next month. The City Council unanimously approved Finner's appointment today. He's replacing outgoing Chief Art Acevedo, who's taking a similar job in Miami. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio. A Senate committee today takes up a massive voting rights bill passed earlier this month by the House. The For the People Act would expand same-day voter registration and early voting. The bill faces a tough road in the Senate after passing in the House with practically no Republican support. Oregon State University President F. King Alexander will resign effective April 1st. Michael Kastner with more.
As part of the inquiry at Louisiana State University into the school's investigation of sexual misconduct allegations.
I'm sorry to any of the survivors of sexual assault and misconduct that this has brought back any pain.
Alexander was president at LSU and oversaw the investigation. As part of Alexander's separation from OSU, he'll be paid more than $630,000 and have his health insurance covered for a year. Money is coming from private sources.
Tuesday's meeting between state legislators and lawyers investigating New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is likely the first in a very long process. Lawmakers have launched a tip hotline for any information related to the multiple scandals facing the governor, while also warning Cuomo not to interfere. Bloomberg is reporting the Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Levine said the probe into whether the three-term governor misused his authority could take months with no set timeline. The Assembly is not yet initiating impeachment proceedings, but it's taking the first step in that direction, which is something not seen in New York State since 1913. Strong winds are being blamed for ruining filming of a scene for a movie outside a Pasadena home last night after causing a crane to fall on a house. It happened on the 3600 block of Pasquale Avenue. ABC 7 is reporting one person was injured. It's not clear if it was somebody in the house or a member of the film crew, nor is any information available about the condition of that person. The two-story home sustained minor damage. As a precaution, the three people who live in the home had to evacuate while the crane was removed. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flates with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and rain at times today. High temperatures around 49 to 50 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 41. For Thursday, partly sunny skies after the morning rain burns off. Highs around 51, 52. Partly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows down to about 42. Friday and Saturday, partly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures on the rise in the mid to upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm Patricia. I am a host here on Transformational Talk Radio. You might have caught my show, Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm sitting here so excited and so humbled to fill in for Dr. Pat while she's not here. And I just wanted to say for all the listeners of Dr. Pat, I'm not sure if you're aware, this is her 11th year of her show, and what an achievement. And it's an honor to work with this lady. She has the dream of bringing forward a platform for everyone to be able to share their message and their voice. And without it, I don't think I would be sitting here. And especially with a team all the support, all the caring, and all the expertise that they provide somebody starting out. So thank you very much, Dr. Pat, for allowing me to have this honor. I appreciate it. And much love to you. I'm sitting here also very excited. It's a wonder I'm not tied to my chair. I have a very wonderful guest, Brian Francis, with me today. He's from New Brunswick, Canada. Brian is Mi'kmaq, and Brian is a producer who has worked in publisher of a book and works with production of music. There's a lot of creativity and beautiful energy with this person sitting here today. He's worked with APTN, he's worked with CBC, he's done a lot of work with documentaries with National Film Board of Canada. He's worked with groups like Eagle Feather, a youth group, bringing them all the way from nobody really knowing them all the way up to Juno stage. So some major accomplishments, a very humble man, and I probably made him blush too much. So what I'm going to do is say, hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you.
Hello, Pat. It's very nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to sit and chat with people that you can appreciate and that you can grow from and learn with. So I'm happy to do this today with you. So, Brian, I've taken a look. I've never met you in person, but you are a friend on Facebook. And I watched as you progressed with these photographs that you took yourself and the words you would put with them. And I thought, you know what, that's really awesome. And it gave a lot of good daily inspiration to a lot of people that follow and you know, are attracted to your words, because your words are very humbling but very powerful, and that reaches people. So when I saw that you had written this book, I was like, wow, I really need to get in touch with Brian. And the book is called Between Two Worlds. And would you like to give us an idea of how this book came to be, Brian?
Well, I guess if it wasn't for this pandemic, I don't think the book would be a reality. But I don't know how far back I should go, but I guess ever since social media came on board, I always tried to find a positive way to utilize it, I guess, utilize it as a tool, as a learning tool or a teaching tool, if you will. And at the time, I was a commercial fisherman, and we would go out to the ocean every morning at 5 o'clock, and I would see these glorious sunrises every morning, and I started taking pictures of them, and when I would return home, I would post them on social media. And people really, really resonated with the images. And even though it's the same sun every morning, it's different. For some reason, the images come different, you know? So it's like it's always changing, I guess. Every second, it's different. And after a while, I started utilizing those images to share some of my teachings and my native spirituality. And when I started putting those two together, I think it created some sort of a special way to reach people, I guess, because after I started doing that, people would inbox me and say how much they needed to hear the words that I had shared, or the images, what emotions that they evoked. And I just kept doing it. It almost became like a daily ritual. People started expecting it after a while. And so I did that for a number of years, and I felt that it sort of became a responsibility to the people, I don't want to say listeners, but the people that
connected,
visited my Facebook profile, I guess. And And a lot of times people would say you should save these words and images because they're very special. And I never thought nothing of it really, because I just share. You know, I share what I know. I'll give you what I have, and I'm like, oh, that's just the way it is. And so finally, last winter, I guess, a friend of mine said that the universe is ready for your. For your words and your images, and I thought about it, and I said maybe it is time for me to try to come up with something, and so basically we started selecting the quotes and the spiritual writings, and tried to coordinate them with an adequate photograph that would resonate with people, or that it would kind of match the words. And so we did that, and it took us from April till November, and then the book came out in December. So it was out for Christmas, and the response was truly amazing. I couldn't believe the response from people, the support, the words of encouragement, the testimonials that people gave afterwards, that when they received the book. So it's really humbling for me to know that my words and my images and something that I had put together would reach such a vast audience, I guess.
Well, I spoke to a couple people that know you quite well. Excuse me, Ryan said, I thought only 25 people or my friends would buy my book, and that would be it. I think a lot more people have discovered your book and have latched onto it. It's amazing what you shared there about the sunrise. I live about 2 minutes from the Bay of Fundy, and I very seldom go down to see the sunrise or the sunset. And your book allowed me to have that reignite in my being, because the canvas every day is beautiful and brand new. I thank you, even though it's very difficult sometimes when you're humble to actually take the action to, it's like myself with my show, who wants to hear me talk, right? But here I am, because I'm being pushed by my spirit, my passion to do it. So it's not only your words that are in this book, it's your spirit's words and spirit of the ancestors, the spirit of the youth to come. You can feel it all in your book. So I'm really glad that you took that step. You've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes for a lot of people for a very long time. And I realized that your dad was very, very a predominant person in the Mi'kmaq culture and with world leaders and with government. And that strength, just, I can feel that in your being when you share your words. And your whole family is involved in a lot of things. They're very active. Would you like to share a little bit about that with us?
Well, maybe first of all, I'd like to say that I was born and raised in a Osibuktuk, which is formerly known as Big Cove. It's a First Nations community. And right now we probably have about 3,500 people on the reserve. Growing up, I had, there was 10 siblings and my parents. My mother's still alive. She's 96 years old, 97. She just turned 97. So it wasn't easy growing up, but at the time, we didn't know that it wasn't, we just thought it was normal. You know, we would share bikes in the springtime, and we would chop wood and bring it in, and go fetch a pail of water and bring it in. And it was that kind of a life growing up. My father was an incredible man. He was... I think he was a pioneer in many ways. Early on in his life, he would have to leave the community and try to earn a living. And he would find work in the woods, and sometimes they would hop trains to go to Maine, and then they would find work there in the mills, and then try to bring home a little bit of money. After he passed, one of my aunts shared a story that I never heard before, where he had just recently been married, and he and his, a friend from Nova Scotia hopped on a train to go to Maine, and they were like hobos, I guess. They hopped on a train and they jumped off whenever they needed to. And he was saying the story that around that time, his parents, my grandparents, were very poor. And there was times, like there was no fine china or anything like that. And they would use these tobacco tin covers for plates at times. And whatever they had to do, they did. Mm-hmm. So when my dad found a job in Maine, first thing he did after his pay was to get my grandmother some china, some four plates, I think it was. And he put them away, and but he got a call or a telegram or something at the time, saying that his mother was ill. So he had to go back home. And so his friend came with him, and she was telling us that what they had to do was they were going to jump off the train, but he was scared to break the plates. So he had his friend, who was more experienced in jumping off trains, to stuff his jacket with the plates, and then he would jump off the train so the plates wouldn't break. Anyway, I thought that was a very, very inspiring story. It was a moving story for me because I realized that this is my lineage. This is who I am, and this is where I come from. Later on, he discovered, not long after, that he had contracted TB, tuberculosis.
Wow.
And he was sent to a sanatorium in River Glade, New Brunswick. And he was telling us at the time that you were basically sent there to go die, because there was no very, very little chance for anybody to survive. And he went through, they had one of his lungs removed. And at the time, it was a very crude procedure, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he laid in bed for 2 years, couldn't move. But he asked the nurse to open the window just a little bit. And he said because of that, he could tell what season it was, what time of the year it was. And that little crack in the window just kind of kept him going to inspire hope in him that he would one day get out there. And he did. After 2 years, he was able to leave, but he could no longer do strenuous work.
Mm-hmm.
So after he started reading, and he read a lot of old periodicals, old government papers, started learning about the treaties and the concept of treaties and what they were. And and in the 60s, my grandfather was charged for illegal fishing. And so my father basically utilized the knowledge that he had acquired from reading, and presented a case to the Crown saying that that the Mi'kmaq people had special treaties with the British Crown, and that the indigenous people had the right to hunt, fish, and gather, because these were agreements made during colonial times, and that the British Crown promised that in exchange for the use of your land and resources, that we will compensate you, and that these rights are now entrenched in the treaties. As history has happened and things transpired, that part of the agreement was never honored. But eventually, my grandfather was basically found guilty because there had been no precedents that utilizing the treaties as a defense.
Mm-hmm.
That only happened in 1999 with the Donald Marshall case,
mm-hmm.
which everybody is familiar with, that the Supreme Court of Canada recognized and affirmed that the Mi'kmaq indeed had the right to hunt, fish, and gather based on the treaty signed by the British Crown. And so now, since that time, the Mi'kmaq people have been able to participate in a commercial fishing industry. So he was instrumental in that. He became the president of the Union of New Brunswick Indians in the 70s, and he remained president for about 15 years, I think, until he retired. So although he couldn't use he couldn't make a living physically, he adapted to using his brain and his intellect to make a living, and that's
and his heart.
Yeah.
We're going to thank you for sharing that about your dad. We're going to take our first break. We're not going to take too many breaks today, but during the break, you'll be able to have information on how and where to get Brian Francis's book, Between Two Worlds. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
The complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
For someone with a life-altering diagnosis, you are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm honored to be sitting here filling in for Dr. Pat today. Big shoes to fill, so I didn't wear any. I'm in my bare feet. It's Trish McNair, and I'm a host here with Transformation Talk Radio, Divine Guidance with Patricia. I'm sitting here with such a wonderful author, producer, musician. Wow, so many hats you wear. Brian Francis. So before we left the break, you were sharing such a beautiful story of your father and overcoming an illness of TB and using the intellect connected with the heart and I'm sure the spirit of this being who brought forward so many amazing adventures to all of you 10 kids, wow, growing up. So thank you to him and for all that he's brought forward through you, Brian. So I want to get back to the book a little bit, and the title of the book is Between Two Worlds, and it's Spiritual Writings and Photographs. And you had mentioned in the first segment here how you brought your words and the pictures together to create a dual message. And what does the title Between Two Worlds actually mean to you, Brian?
Well, when I decided to write the book and I would have a book out there, I thought that the title of the book was very important to not only reflect on who I am, but also the world that I live in. And I thought Between Two Worlds fit because being an Indigenous person, coming from an Indigenous community and living in that environment, it felt, when I would leave, it felt that I was entering into another world. We would have to basically almost prepare ourselves to leave home and try to exist, I guess, in another world. And learning to adapt, learning to be able to cope with a lot of the social stigmas that are out there, I guess, and trying to fit in to another world where they spoke a different language, mm-hmm. they lived a different way, they worshipped a different way. So it was literally going from one world to another. The other component was the fact that living a spiritual way of life based on the teachings that I received throughout my life and trying to utilize that, trying to live within those teachings in a world that sometimes may not be receptive to or understand some of those ways or some of those teachings that we carry. And that basically was a little bit more difficult because when the majority out there is not in the same like-mindedness, I guess, with there's a lot of people that are not spiritually in tune. So it's a little bit harder to try to navigate your way, I guess, through conversations, through meetings, through gatherings, through events, through, there's a lot of socializing out there that doesn't coincide with spiritual teachings. So basically, that is another world that I have to navigate and go back and forth, but maintaining my faith, maintaining my teachings, and just basically living life through the teachings that I received in my life. You know, so that was the other component in the title of the book. There's a lot of people out there who are in search of something. A lot of times they don't know what it is. I was in that position for a long time. For a long time, I did not know who I was as a Mi'kmaq person. I did not know how an indigenous person lived, basically who I didn't know who I was. It wasn't until I started following my traditional way, we refer to it as the Red Road, and there's a couple of excerpts in the book that discuss that. It wasn't until then that I discovered who I was, and then I was able to be proud of who I was, which made it easier for me to exist out there in the wild world.
Would it be fair to say that you were able to bring more of yourself into the other world because you had that connection again?
Once I knew who I was, yes. Once I was able to absorb and I'm going to say rekindle the inherent blood that flowed through me. Because it seemed like once I started learning, it was basically an awakening. I felt like I had woken up to who I was, that I was in a dream, and then now I know who I am, and I'm able to live and practice who I am as a Mi'kmaq person. And I think that is probably what keeps me going, what drives me to keep going. I'm always trying to, I do a lot of things like you were saying.
You
and
do.
Somebody said that, is there anything that you don't know how to do? And I said, well, I know how to do a little bit of everything just in case I'm good at something.
I like that. I might use that.
So I am.
Let's take that a little deeper if we can, Brian, because there's a lot of people in the world today that are reconnecting this pandemic time or whatever it is that people want to label it as is a time to actually reconnect and become aware and become more conscious of who we are. And to take that out there and bring some kindness, compassion, and caring to other beings going through a hard time. So I have been around a few traditional elders in my lifetime. I didn't go seeking it. It come literally slapped me on the back at a booth at a restaurant, and I was off to my first sweat lodge. Had no idea what was going on, but here we go. So the lodge keeper asked me, what do you want to do? I said, I want to take my blanket out of my truck and I want to go to that hill up there and I want to sit and I want to cry and I want to find out if I'm to do this. Like, you're all telling me I am, but I want to go and sit up there and feel it. So he said, okay, take, he had some items there and this round thing. I had no idea what was going on, Brian. I had not a clue. And my adopted Cree mom, Rosa Desjolais, she's on my Facebook. If you want to ask her, she'll tell you the story too. She's the one that dragged me out there. And so I said, he said I could take one thing from there. So I took something that looked like a stick, my blanket, and I sat up on this hill. I was 26, and I said, okay, I don't get this, but I'm here again. That's my favorite saying. I don't get this, creator, but I'm here. All right, so walk down, do it. There's a lot of grumbling. Some guys had shorts on. I was in a nightgown. I didn't understand why. Everything was confusing, but it felt right. Right, like all the other physical things were telling me, oh, be afraid. But my heart, my spirit felt right. So one guy said something, and I said, well, you could have started without me then. And the lodge keeper said, kind of hard to. Can I have the stick, please? And I had taken the stick. So spirit works with us. We don't even have to know. But if we're open and we're real to who we are inside and let some of the pretenses outside not block us, you know, we kind of look smart sometimes, right? Because I didn't know it was a splash stick, but, you know, that's what I took. So I looked like I knew what I was doing, but I really didn't know anything. So that's how spirit works. So with that, is there, when I was working with people in Australia, Aboriginal, there was such a gap between the elders and the next generation down. So for me, when I was getting to know you through online posts and the book, I see that the Mi'kmaq Nation people, there's not that gap between the elders and the next generation down. How have you guys maintained that? How have you been able to reconnect to your spirit and walk the same way as your elders did?
Well, it goes back, I would say, to the beginning of time, I guess. But after we, when we're in ceremony, when we begin ceremony, just as I did before we started here, because I take it as a ceremony. We summon spirits. We ask the spirits, the ancestors, to come around and guide us and protect us and watch over us. And they're here during the ceremony. And once the ceremony is done, we end the ceremony by saying Om Sidno Agama, which means all my relations. So you basically acknowledged everyone who, down your lineage, who has passed on and who is partly in you because of you are who they were. And there is a connection between us and the previous generation and the next generation. And that's the basis of our teaching. That's the basis of our the circle of life. When we hand down the teachings, the stories, the prayers, the ceremonies, the songs, are all handed down from ancient times to now. And it's amazing for us to be able to speak our language, the same language that my ancestors spoke 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. When I step outside at nighttime and I talk to the moon and the stars, it's the same moon and stars that my ancestors prayed to and talked to 5,000 years ago. And it's that connection that we have to make. It's that connection that's been made through time. And it's that connection that keeps us in tune and in connection and in unison with nature. So that is the part where a lot of people in society fail to understand and fail to connect. They don't establish that relationship with nature. Oftentimes man tries to remove himself from nature, separates himself from nature. And that's a critical mistake because we are part of it. It's like the world does not belong to us. We belong to the world, to the earth. And we have to maintain ourselves and we have to keep our place in that system, in that ecosystem. We are just part of it, a very small part of it.
Very small.
Yeah.
I enjoy those words. As you mentioned before, live the spirit. And for me, spirituality, and I don't have all the answers or all the memory or all the knowing, that's for sure. Been very blessed to have so many people step forward in my life. I wasn't raised with parents. I was raised in the foster system and didn't know who I was from Martha to Martha to George. But always Creator and Spirit had people step in. That I didn't know. And I always saw that as Creator and whoever my ancestors are watching out for me here. And I always appreciated that comfort, not knowing I was not alone. If I had Spirit and I had Creator and I paid attention to the strict people he put on my path to keep me going in the right direction and actually being grateful for that. So with that, there are a lot of people are becoming more consciously aware of what you stated and of the earth and of the humbleness of being a part of something as opposed to being the leader of everything. So I would like to ask you, how does Brian Francis take reaching out to anyone of any culture or any race or any nation? How do you as a man perceive and that going ahead in the future? Because it seems like more people are connecting from different cultures and different races through this spirituality.
Well, I'm a strong believer in that the people that cross our paths are meant to be there. They're meant to cross our paths. Everyone we meet, we may not realize it now. It may be next week. It may be next month. It may be 5 years from now. But there'll be a time when we realize why that person was put in our path. So I also don't believe in going out there and preaching and trying to gather a mass, for instance. I believe that when people ask, and I think that's one thing we don't do enough, is when we ask for guidance, for instance, we ask the ancestors. A lot of people don't ask. You know, and the ancestors are just there waiting for us. So, and I don't profess to know everything. I don't profess to know even what I say is not necessarily right. If I say something that means something to you or that resonates with you, then that's yours. Accept that and leave whatever doesn't. Leave the rest. So... The going back to your vision quest, I'm going to call that a vision quest, but it's probably a fast. When we go to that ceremony, we sit there, and usually it's for 4 days and four nights with no food, no water.
Mm-hmm.
You're there alone. And it's really a challenge. It's a personal challenge. And you don't realize that until you come out. After 4 days of being with yourself, that you realize how weak we are as human beings and what it took, how difficult it was for us to get through that 4 days. And usually the most difficult part is the third day.
Mm.
And if you can make that, then you can do anything. But when you reach a point in your life that's difficult, a very difficult time, you're able to go back to that time when you went through that ceremony and what you needed to do to get through that. And if you can get through that, you can get through anything. So those are some of the fundamentals, I guess, of the teachings of our people, but they don't necessarily only apply to us. They apply to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
See, we are all spiritual people. All of us have spirit. We just don't tap into it enough. We don't practice enough because the teachings and the lessons are within us.
We have to live it, don't we?
We do have to live it, but we also have to discover it within ourselves because nothing I say can help you as because you're living your journey. You're living your life. You're following your red road,
mm-hmm.
and that's like your prayers are different than my prayers. So I don't know what it takes for you to go through that.
That's right. Fair enough.
Only you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how that works.
So we can encourage, and we can. I was always told the best way to assist another is to continue to be who you are, right, wrong, or indifferent, until you know the difference. So it comes back to choice. And I never was one to think that I was here to save the world in any way. Who needs to save her? She's beautiful and strong in her own being. And I wasn't here to save other people. I'm here to save myself, do what I came here to do, and not back down from doing that. I remember speaking with an uncle one time, and I was so a little bit arrogant at the time because I had found spirituality and I had validated myself for some of the things I knew growing up that nobody showed me, that, you know, I didn't, but I it was validation for me and my heart and how I felt growing up. And so I said, yep, I'm going to listen to spirit. I'm going to do whatever they say, but I want to stay in the background. And I thought, wow, that's being humble. That's being good. And he goes, oh, that's just a load of crap, girl. I said, what? That's a load of crap, he said. I said, what do you mean? He said, so you're going to listen to spirit, but you're going to do it your way. If spirit wants you out there in the middle of the field, go in the middle of the field. If they want you on a stage, go on a stage. If you say you're going to follow spirit, then follow it. Mm-hmm. And so this is part of my test here, to have my show and to do this. And I'm so happy that they pushed me in this because I get to share and connect with people like yourself. So I'm amazed at what's being brought forward in and through this. And I'm going to still sit here and be myself as best as I can be and learn and grow and nurture my being so that I can be there to help nurture others. That's the only thing that I know. So what words of wisdom would you give me on that aspect, Brian?
Well, I think you already gave them is that you have to be yourself. And but there's a lot of times where we don't know who we are as ourselves, and we live through life putting up what do you call those shields, I guess, protection barriers, and a lot of times to protect ourselves, there must be a self-defense mechanism because we may feel attacked by people sometimes. We may feel inferior to people at times. We may feel insecure and that we don't measure up to society. And we put up these barriers. And a lot of times we live through life with that shell. And we don't truly, we're not truly being ourselves. Until we start removing those layers, until we start opening ourselves up, until we become raw, and that we live and we accept and we hurt and we suffer, and we don't hide it. We openly are vulnerable to what's out there. Only then can we see who we are and what we're made of and how much we can take.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us the strength. That makes us be able to walk our walk and be able to just pursue our life and our visions and our dreams. Because oftentimes we're living our lives trying to please others. Trying not to make waves, trying to live that perfect life that people expect us to live. And a lot of times it's very difficult. For a lot of people, it's very difficult. When you were talking about trying to live your spiritual life and your uncle telling you where and how to do that, I'm going to say clean ourselves, and we find these ways. And I've heard a lot of spiritual people say, you have to respect my ways. Well, I've heard that a lot. But we also have to respect their ways. That person sitting in the corner in the city with no money and is asking for help, he doesn't necessarily want to be there. So we also have to respect his ways, where he is and what brought him there. We can't immediately make judgment and put that person down. Same with the alcoholic down that's staggering down the road. We can't judge him because we have to respect his ways as well, because those are his ways. He is not necessarily in the same level of spirit as we are. He may get there eventually, but we help. In the meantime, we help them. And we share kindness and we share love and compassion with these people. Because I always believe that the last thing a person possesses or loses is their integrity. And we have to maintain that. We have to give them that dignity, no matter who they are, because they're human beings just like us. You know, we have to honor that, and we have to honor that person, because we're not all the same.
Yes, the basic human spirit and connection and oneness has to be rebuilt as a foundation on this planet. No one's above or below. We don't know. That person on the street may have had a huge spirit and had a breakdown, may have more knowledge about spirit and life than what I could ever have in my baby finger. So I kind of always, those words are hitting me. So thank you for sharing them. They're beautiful and they're strong. And the idea right now with everything going on in the world, I've been around a few people who are just warriors and they're this and they're that and they're so angry about what's going on and they're here to protect everybody and stop this and do this. And it's taken a long time and a lot of years to learn temperance and to know that gentleness is a strength that I never ever knew. While I was trying to be so noticeable and so hard. And it's amazing because your energy and how you share reminds me of that lesson, just with what you share. What would you give to your community, my community, a community in England? What would you give them, if you could, from your being, in your words, at this time, to help us through this amazing, amazing step that this planet and everything upon her is going through?
Well, one thing I think we need to do is understand. We have to set aside ego. Because ego is one of the greatest barriers that a person can, it's almost like a concrete wall, because you cannot reach another person to embrace them, and they cannot reach you to embrace you. And that connection, it doesn't happen when we are full of ego, because ego prevents us from I guess lowering ourselves, because when we have ego, we place ourselves higher than anybody else. In our community, in our culture, we believe in the circle of life where everyone is equal. We are all equal. No one's any higher. No one's any lower. We walk side by side, and that circle of life is the handing down, and the it's life. It's how we realize that how precious life is and how beautiful people are. Because if you don't see them, you know, you're not going to see their beauty. And oftentimes our differences is what makes the world a beautiful place. When we honor and we see and we honor and respect those differences, I think that's when we truly become a community. And we have our differences, yes. We identify those differences, and we live with those differences. But we also live together as human beings. And I think that's very important. Once we start thinking in a like-mindedness way, we begin to understand one another, you know. And we're all the same. We're all going to the same place once we're done here. And a lot of us have believed that we are going to another world, and we're just being prepared for that. Because we've been here before. We've also had previous lives, and we're off to another destination. It's eternal light.
Yeah, I always thought the human race was very egotistical to think that Creator made something for 70 years and then it was gone. Like, that just blew my mind when I was even little. Like, okay, people live for, well, back then it was 90, 100, and that's it? How can that be? So that question is something that I've always kept. We're coming to the end of the show, and like always, we've got a few more minutes, but wow, time does fly when you're just sitting, sharing, and connecting. And you're drinking coffee, and I have my water. And I think that we need to go about the book again, and where, if you would like to tell people where they can get it. I could do that, but I think it's more powerful coming from you, and the availability. And then I would like to tap back into how I would like to have the show end today.
Okay, well, because of the pandemic, I was not really able to go out to have a traditional book launch and go to bookstores and have book signings and what have you. So what I basically had to do is I've sold through e-transfers where they send money and I send them the book and plus shipping. Recently, we've established a Shopify store, and it's basically a store for the book. So they can go Shopify. I think it's Brian_J_Francis. At Shopify. The address is above my Facebook name, below my Facebook name, and Instagram. But also recently it's been made available through Amazon, but through a third party, I guess.
Okay.
So it would be available through Amazon, but the shipping cost is what really, it's really crazy. Like, I really don't want anybody to pay that much for my book, but the book is $35 itself plus shipping, so depending on where you are. Mm-hmm. Most places in the U.S. have been, I think it's $20 to ship anywhere in the States, pretty much. So
wow.
You can take that into consideration.
Well, it's well worth it. It's a beautiful book, and it talks volumes. You know, they say art is in the eye of the beholder. Well, as somebody who doesn't know a lot about art, looking at this book, I'm kind of hoping that some of your own personal artwork can be put into a book in the future. There's a thought. So as we tie up the end of the show, Brian, I can't thank you enough for being here and sharing your time and space with us. Dr. Pat, thank you so much for allowing me to host this show today. All the listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. And you can reach Brian at bearpawmusic@hotmail.com. That's bearpawmusic@hotmail.com. So if you didn't get all the information on where to get the book, just drop him an email and I'm sure he'll be able to lead you in the right direction. What I would like to do, Brian, and I would like to kind of put you on the spot, and if you could say a word in your language to bring this show to an end, I would be very honored.
I would be honored.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound over on Highway 99 southbound at the 1st Avenue South Bridge, around Milepost 26, a recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the HOV lane. Good thing State Patrol has arrived on the scene and they are taking care of that disabled vehicle. Everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Enjoy your Wednesday. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and new life and new happiness and health with special guest host Sabrina Wright.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The family of one of the Boulder mass shooting victims says they are getting overwhelming support. Ricky Olds worked as a front-end manager at King Soopers grocery store when she was gunned down, along with nine other people on Monday. Her uncle, Bob Olds, said 25-year-old Ricky was living the dream and living her life on her own terms. He says her goal was to rise up the ranks at the King Soopers store. A firefighter's body is being pulled from the rubble from yesterday's huge fire in Spring Valley, New York. Rockland County Executive Ed Day said Jared Lloyd sacrificed his life to save the residents at an assisted living facility.
His loss is devastating. There is no other way to put it. But I will tell you this, his loss and his heroism will never be forgotten.
Lloyd's remains were pulled from the smoldering rubble overnight with a somber procession of ambulances and fire trucks, which escorted Lloyd to the medical examiner's office before daybreak. Fencing around the U.S. Capitol is starting to come down. U.S. Capitol Police say they're taking down the outermost layer of fencing and have reopened perimeter roads, both measures which were put in place after the January 6th riot. But they add that they're ready to ramp up security at a moment's notice if needed. The global shipping system will hopefully be moving along 100% again after a large cargo ship blocking the Suez Canal is moving again. The 1,300-foot ship had been on its way to the Netherlands from China when it was blown aground by strong winds on Tuesday. A port agent says the ship has started to float again and traffic should be able to flow through the canal soon. White House economic advisors are putting a spotlight on the gender wage gap in the U.S.
Today is Equal Pay Day, a day that is a symbolic representation of how far into this year women must work to catch up to what men made in the previous year.
During an Equal Pay Day briefing, Cecilia Rouse called on Congress to pass legislation addressing the gender wage gap. Rouse said it affects all families and not just women. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 Z4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for tuning in and turning us on.
I'm Sabrina Wright, and today I have the distinct pleasure and honor of being your guest host this hour. I'd like to thank Dr. Pat for the opportunity to come before you, and I also would like you to continue to send your healing prayers and thoughts to Dr. Pat as she continues her recovery from her knee surgery. As I mentioned, my name is Sabrina Ryan, and you may not be familiar with me. I'm a holistic health and wellness advocate, a certified biblical counselor. I do consulting, encouraging, and I'm a therapist in the wellness field. My work and practice has been developed richly as working through in a collaborative environment, focusing on my clients and their specific needs. Our environment works with integrative practitioners that include physicians, surgeons, nurses, naturopaths, estheticians, chiropractors, and even body workers. And our collective focus and approach has always been on whole person care, body, mind, and spirit. And in every single case, physical health and well-being becomes the most important factor to address. And let me tell you, there's no one single strategy that works. Most people who find themselves in this office and on that table will tell you that this is their last resort, even before surgery. Together, we customize a plan and an approach to address your specific pain, you as an individual, and your lifestyle, using tools and resources that we bring together, changing your story of pain to a story of health and vitality. So here on Transformation Talk Radio, each second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, is the Live the Good Life show. And I'm joined by leaders within the health and wellness field who not only inspire and educate, but they're creating and transforming our world by working with people like you. We talk about modern struggles and challenges in our world, and our topics each month range from life, love, health, wellness, well-being, spirituality, and even personal development. Now, you can get in contact with me through my website, theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com, or on social media, Facebook, Sabrina A. Wright, or even on Instagram, Live the Good Life Sabrina. And I welcome the opportunity to talk with you, even more so work with you on changing your world and improving your health and well-being. Today, we're going to talk about the season of new beginnings. Right now, we're at the very start of spring. It's one of my favorite seasons. Not only does spring bring thoughts of fresh and new rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, but also that of new opportunities, new directions, new experiences, and just the excitement of everything all fresh and new. Last year, our world was literally unplugged. And it's been filled with a lot of constant unpredictability and change. Many of us experienced difficulty in understanding just exactly what happened. Our routines were disrupted. Our way of living life was disrupted. And yet, this last year has been a time that we've all had the opportunity to plant new seeds, to go through, if you will, a year of rest, of recalibration, and a year of taking a look at life. Is it providing me, is it fulfilling me, is it bringing me joy? Does that relate to my relationships? Does that relate to my family? Does that relate to the work that I do and how I'm interacting day to day? A lot of our feelings heightened. We became extra sensitive. I know for myself that I was going through kind of a roller coaster of emotions throughout the year, and as I met with clients and talked with clients about that, there were unsettling situations that really affected us at a very deep core level. And so for myself, it was a matter of taking a look at the choices that I was making, the choices that we were making, the choices that we had options to make, because quite frankly, we found ourselves in a time of, again, uncertainty, a kind of misdirection where we were drifting throughout not only our days, but throughout the year, throughout the month. And what I've come to know is that there's not a rush to make choices and decisions, because when we react quickly, we have less control or less capacity to affect the outcome of our choices. And so, gosh, it was just such a time of really pulling back and reconnecting with myself and helping clients reconnect with what brought them joy, who they are, what do they enjoy, what are their gifts, what are their talents, what are their struggles, and how to break through. I can remember having a couple of conversations last year about working with changing our mindset, right? Because of a constant wheel that we got on in our lives. And what our routines were. We would get up in the morning, depending on what our day looked like. We either had breakfast or we didn't have breakfast. We were rushing to work or we were rushing to an appointment. And yet, in all of that, we missed some of the most beautiful and wonderful experiences and connections that we have available to us in the morning, and that's our family, right? Taking that time to reflect on that, those were lost moments, those were lost experiences that are difficult to get back. However, we have the opportunity now, after this long year, we have this opportunity to do better, to make better choices, to show up better. I know that there's never the perfect time for things. We can't plan the perfect timing of an activity or a decision or an interaction, because there's just too many factors involved. And really, we have limited control and limited access to control. But what we can do is we can control how we react and respond in our lives and in our day. And so, just brain just kind of went out there. So our choices, it's about our choices, right? So what I've come to know is that our choices determine how we grow, how we succeed, what our prosperity looks like, and ultimately, how happy are we? Throughout this last year, the choices we've made have needed to be more conscious and a more constant focus on choosing and choosing well. So spring is an activity, a season of activity and opportunity. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to take advantage of this new season, this new spring in our new year 2021. So I'll see you when we come back.
To Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com. Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
This is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
My name is Sabrina Reich, and wow, let's talk about spring. Let's talk about opportunity. Let's talk about new. Curious, last, was it Sunday? Saturday. Saturday or Sunday, we had the beginning of spring. Probably both days, actually. Saturday and Sunday, the beginning of spring. And, of course, for me, it was coming to the end of National Sleep Week. And typically, I work with my clients making sure that they get a good night's sleep and what that looks like and what that entails. And it's curious how it just coincides with the changing of the time. And not, and what's interesting is that I found out, was it yesterday or the day before, that the world does not change this, change time like we do. So in other parts of the country, people are changing their time this week. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of. But anyway, a good night's sleep is so important, especially when you're, if you think in your brain, you're losing an hour of sleep. It could throw off your entire routine. And routines are important. Routines help build boundaries and parameters to live within so that we're able to live a more, I think, spontaneous life, because you know where the safety nets are. You know where the structure is so that there's a greater sense of freedom within that. Where am I going with this? Okay, so now we're working out of National Sleep Week into spring cleaning, right? So next week is National Cleaning Week. Spring, it's all about preparing. If you're a gardener, you start to take a look at your garden. You pull the weeds that ended up taking root in your garden over the fall and the winter. You're tilling it up. You're breaking up the soil. You're filling it with fertilizer and compost, vitamins and minerals that are going to create a rich bed for your fruits, your vegetables, your flowers, your trees, for everything, right? Spring is that preparatory season, and that also happens with us as individuals. So to break up the soil of your life, to break up the structure of what you've got going on so that this year is more fruitful and more productive for you, we take a look at our thought patterns. We take a look at our choices and our lifestyle. We take a look at our spirituality and our components and our connection to God and that then affects our thought processes, which also affect our emotions, which also affect our body. We are so interconnected as a whole that at times our body really becomes super burdened if we're not taking good care of it. And you're probably asking, well, how do you take really good care of it? There's so much information out there, right? Are supplements good? I heard supplements are bad. Shouldn't we be getting our food from, our nutrients from the food that we eat? Are we taking care of our thought processes and the conversations that we have? How about the material that we read or watch on TV? How are we taking care of ourselves, whole person? It's a big process, and it's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that you can take a look back at last year and say, okay, so I worked on this and I worked on that and I got my food in and now I'm starting to exercise more and I have more quality time with the family and I'm seeing my grandkids more. Life is constantly evolving. We as human beings are the most beautiful work in progress ever made. And so taking a look at how do we provide health and wholeness for ourselves, there's not just one system. There's not just one way to do it, because each of us are individual. We come with our own set of unique circumstances and challenges, and we also come looking for different outcomes. Again, before the break, I mentioned choices. So this spring, this new year, let's change the focus. It's almost like a reverse engineering of how we used to live our lives. So how are we going to change the focus? That would start with a personal inventory. So what's not working for you right now? Is it your daily routine? Is it your evening routine? Is it now that you're working in a new environment? Is it that your work environment needs to be updated or changed? Am I on the path still where I'm going and obtaining personal growth or growth in my financial situation? Am I still on that road to success and meeting those goals? If not, then what needs to be adjusted? Consider redirecting some of your time, attention, and energy, and take a Ben Franklin approach to your life so that you can determine what the best next step is for you, right? So it's a pros and cons list of everything, of all of the options that you have going on, of all that sits in front of you. It's to take a look at each area of your life and take a look at what's working, what's not working. Am I growing and succeeding, and am I getting better, improving, right, in all of our areas of our life? And if we're not, then what could we be doing? What could possibly be the direction that we need to go in? But until we write it down and we take a look at the good, the bad, and maybe the ugly, the pros, the cons, and maybe the definitely needs to get rid of, you're not going to know that. And what happens then is when it's on paper, you get out of your head. I think that for me, when I get overwhelmed with the excitement of all kinds of new things and opportunities, it really does become one of those things, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? How should I go about this and that? And I create this little whirl in my head. And so it just seems like this mass chaos, and the best time to be able to separate and disconnect from that is taking that time, taking that moment, and writing everything down. Because once it's on paper, once you can actually see it, then you focus and you can make those decisions that come from a place of clarity, that come from a place of ease. And those decisions that you make will just naturally flow out of you. Choices. It's always choices. So how are you going to choose to spend this season, this new spring season? Let's take a look at your health. Let's take a look at the aspects of your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and even your financial health, because again, they all intersect together. If you have a question, we're going to open the phone line, and there's an opportunity when we come back from a break for you to call in with questions. Questions, comments, even concerns. Again, it's a call-in show, so the number that you can call in at is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back, we'll talk about how to detox your life and get clean and clear to move forward.
To put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website pushybroadfromthebronx.com and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie, and me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. Out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Redding. I'm your guest host today. Spring is a season of growth. It's a time to plant. It's a time to choose action over rest. It's a time to choose truth over fantasy. Choose a smile over a frown. It's a time to choose love over anger. And it's a time to choose to live a good life in all things. choose opportunity. I believe that the best way to make those good decisions come from starting with a self-inventory. Start taking a look at your day-to-day. Are your habits serving you well? Is the food that you eat, the water that you drink, the movement that you provide yourself serving you well? Is it bringing you happiness, positivity? Is it infusing you with healthier environment, healthier conversation? Is it fulfilling you? How about your socialization and your circle of influence? How's your spirituality and your connection with God, the creator of the universe? Bottom line, are we feeling sick and tired of being sick and tired? Gosh, for new beginnings this season, for new beginnings, it's important to remove making poor, lackluster choices. And it's becoming so much more important to really, if you will, detox, right? What's not working for us? Take the bad stuff out of our lives so that it provides room for good, better things. I know back, 10, 12 years ago, I was in in my education for my counseling certification. We have a caller.
Yeah, do you want to hold that and we can bring on Lisa from California for you?
Absolutely.
All right, Sabrina.
Absolutely.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello, Hi, Sabrina. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. I'm sorry to interrupt you because I want to hear about your 10 to 12 years ago thing. But all this talk that you've been sharing with us and so eloquently encouraging us to embrace this spring and this renewal and this cleansing season, what would you recommend for us humans to really spring clean our bodies? You know, mind, everything, top to bottom, head to toe. What are some things that you practice yourself, maybe, or that you encourage your clients and recommend to your clients and to your loved ones as far as detoxing and spring cleaning our bodies?
Well, spring cleaning starts with always the vessel, right? So it really is our physical being, because if we're taking care of nourishing and nurturing ourselves and giving our bodies and our lives good things, there's really no room for bad. Dietetically, it's eating more fruits and vegetables and making sure that you get really hydrated. However, over the last 10 years of study on taking care of the physical body, there's a detox protocol that I recommend to all my clients and that I personally subscribe to that is gentle and effective daily. More times than not, people are aware of cleanses and detox that happen and occur over a short period of time, and those are really, really rigorous and create an even bigger burden on the body systemically and organ-wise to process the toxins that we just naturally have within us because of the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, and the water that we drink. So this product is a natural forming zeolite, and many of you who have seen my podcast and are familiar with the work that I do and on my website. I'm partnered with a whole food plant-based nutrition and support company, and they have two incredible detox products that detoxify the body gently and effectively within 4 to 6 hours of ingesting, not only in the gut, which is where a lot of our problems stem from, is an unhealthy gut, but also detoxes throughout our entire body on a cellular level. So that means that it travels through water channels and cleans your blood, it cleans your organs, it cleans your muscle tissue, it helps take plaque off the brain, and just the workings of the brain is just incredible. How it's a little different than the way that the body works, but also how it's connected and affects our body. But back to what you had asked, these two products, by far, in my experience, have exceeded any other cleanser detox that I've actually done myself in the last, I want to say, 20 years. And I became aware of these products 10 years ago. So since you asked and since I'm talking about this right now, I have an opportunity to share with the viewers, the listeners, an opportunity to take advantage of being introduced to these detox products at a very affordable rate of only $13.83. Please go to my website, The Right Balance, WRIGHTBalance.com, and sign up for the six-part detox report, and you will receive a promotional opportunity to take to try this zeolite for $13.83. Or you can send me an email directly to rightbalance1@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you more information on that. But again, Lisa, it's you've got to not only detox your lifestyle, but you have to detox your body, and it's difficult doing it just with food. You need additional support with the zeolite products because of the way that it cleans and attracts heavy metals, chemicals, and medication. It acts like a, oh, what's a good description of it? Like a magnet. And it attracts those bad components that have been settled into our bodies, and it draws it out through your elimination process in a very gentle and effective way. It's not as if some of the cleanse experiences don't allow you to leave the house. It's not like that at all. And so quite frankly, it would be in a spray form or in drops that you can put in water and drink. That's what I would recommend. And then, of course, making the dietary changes of adding now new, more fruits and vegetables and making sure that you're eating the rainbow, because not every fruit and every vegetable provides the same nutrients and vitamins that another one would. Did that answer your question, Lisa?
Yes. That mineral sounds like magical. It's like a magical mineral, because that's so encouraging, because we hear more and more how much we are inundated with toxins from, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the mm-hmm. cosmetics we use, the personal care products, the household cleaning products we use, the fabrics that are on, that we wear and that are on our furniture and our flooring and our paint and everything. It's all, toxins are all around us. So it sounds like this protocol, these detox products, the digestive one and the cellular one, can really have profound, create profound changes in our bodies and really allow our bodies to heal themselves.
Absolutely. And that is a very good point. That's how we were designed, was for our bodies to heal ourselves. And if we're giving our bodies the right nutrients and support, then that's going to be able to facilitate the self-healing that happens that we naturally were created to do. Now, I am not a medical doctor, so that my recommendation of these products are not to cure anything. However, what I have found personally is increased energy, mental clarity, I'm sleeping better, my digestion has calmed down. I used to be one of those kind of people that when I was younger, I could eat anything and it never really disrupted my digestive system. Okay, well, over time and poor eating habits and poor choices, that occurred where I had to be careful about what I ate and even careful about the stress that I had because it would stir up issues in my gut. I have found that since using these products, I don't have that additional stress of managing my lifestyle to make sure that the tummy's happy. Where many people, they have struggles and challenges, they have joint pain, they start to have senior moments, and they chalk it all up to or label it or identify it as getting old. Well, that's not the truth. There are underlying foundational issues going on in your health, and that's the best place to start. So with these detox products, I have found and my clients have found that they've been beneficial on a number of different areas and levels of improving their health and vitality.
Incredible. And I know I'm, this is a long phone call, but I'm fascinated. It is, I love hearing that it's safe and gentle and effective. And is that, does that hold true for people, all people? All ages?
All people, all ages, all challenges. Because not every single person can have the same, if you will, the same medical script and receive the same benefits because we're all different genetically and our lifestyles are all different. But what I find with these products and what I find with the protocols and the plans that we put together as we customize them for our clients, that the response that the body has is consistent across age demographics, challenges, maybe not as aggressive health challenges, but they are consistent improvements.
It sounds like the world needs these two products to me. And I'm going to be one of those.
I think so, too.
I'm definitely going on your website.
What's that?
I'm definitely going on your website.
Do. And if you go to, if you look here on Transformation Talk Radio, in the archives, there is a show called Live the Good Life Show, which is my Thursday, second Thursday of every month show. But in January, so a couple of months ago, I actually had an interview on my show with the CEO and founder of the company Touchstone Essentials, who has these products and has these products manufactured for this specific detoxing solution. And that's the January 2021 Live the Good Life Show. I think the title of the episode is called The Dirty Little Secret. you will hear more about Touchstone Essentials from the founder and CEO, Eddie Stone. It's a fascinating conversation, so I would just recommend that everybody listen to that. If this sounds like and seems like it could be a place to start to make some changes this spring for a new year of health and vitality. Thank you, Lisa. That was a great question. I
really appreciate it. I let you get back to your show. Thank you. You are a wealth of information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thanks for listening. All righty. So detoxing, right? Well, when detox our bodies, then help to clarify and detox our brain. Because, of course, those proteins build up and aren't broken down in the brain, or if we're on medication and we're dealing with some health challenges, those medications have a way of developing plaque on the brain that slows our cognitive function. It brings us more senior moments. It brings us a lack of clarity. And it looks like when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about pain and detoxing, because ultimately that's how the body gets our attention, is through pain. So when we come back from this break, we'll talk more about the spring and the new opportunity for a new life of health and wellness.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Mindfulness,
staying present to the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but we know on a bad day it's tough to achieve. So here's a 2-minute drill you can use to enhance your capacity for mindfulness. Find an activity you do every day, like washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, and while you're doing it, focus on nothing else. Not your to-do list, not worries about the past, not rehearsing conversations, just the physical sensation of engaging in that activity. As we enhance our capacity for mindfulness in these ordinary activities, we're better able, when the going gets rough, to bring that capacity to bear, to be calm and authentic in those moments. If you'd like to learn more about how to enhance mindfulness in your life, contact me at McGuireLifeCoach.com and listen to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio, Thursdays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back, everyone, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm your guest host today. And we've been talking today about new opportunities and what the new spring season brings. I'd like to thank Dr. Pat for this opportunity to talk with you and to share with you how to take best advantage of this new season, this new year. I'd also like to thank our caller who called in, Lisa. Great conversation. Please go to my website, theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Sign up for your 6-part free detox report. It'll help you to focus on all the areas of toxicity that occur in our lives, from the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the fabric that we're around. How about the products that we put on our bodies? Simply, effectively, and without increasing your body burden, for sure. Just a couple of things that we've talked about today, and that is the choice and choosing to make better decisions for ourselves starts with that personal self-inventory. Take a look at all areas of your life. Is this serving me well? Is this not? What's the good, the bad, and the ugly about where we are, what we've got going on, and where we want to go? I would love your feedback, and I would love to be able to connect with you one-on-one individually. We can work together, and we can change your story of one of pain to that of a story of health, vitality, and happiness. I also shared with you a detox product that you can find also on my email, theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com, and through social media platforms. So I'd love for you to have a great spring. Start to fill it with good choices. And I'll see you next time.